Tucker Carlson, Joe Biden's poll numbers rely on voters not hearing him speak. By Jeff Poor on August 5, 2020. Tuesday on Fox News Channel's Tucker Carlson Tonight. Host Tucker Carlson examined the phenomenon of left-of-center media urging presumptive Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden to avoid a head-to-head debate with President Donald Trump. According to Carlson, Biden's presidential chances rely on avoiding the public. Partial transcript as follows. Joe Biden's handlers have claimed again and again that he will stick with the schedule set by the Commission on Presidential Debates and face off against the incumbent three times before the election, starting next month. They claim that as recently as today, of course, that promise is being taken as a threat by Democratic operatives around Biden. They know that their candidates' poll numbers depend entirely on voters being unable to see or hear him speak. If Biden is allowed to talk in public, he will ruin everything. That's why this summer, The New York Times ran a piece by Tom Friedman saying that Biden shouldn't debate unless Trump releases his tax returns. It was an obvious ploy. We noted that at the time, but at least Tom Friedman tried to pretend he was taking a principled stand. It was about fairness, he claimed. It had nothing to do with Joe Biden's inability to think clearly, just fairness. But leave it to former Bill Clinton press secretary Joe Lockhart, the dumbest person ever to hold that job, to shatter the facade. In a column last week, conspicuously titled, "Joe Biden Could Still Lose This Election," Joe Lockhart spelled out his prescription directly to Biden. His words even Biden could understand, Dr. Seuss-level stuff. "Whatever you do," Lockhart wrote to Joe Biden, "don't debate Trump." End quote. Got that? As if he needed to spell out his contempt for voters a little more. Clearly, Lockhart warned that Trump, quote, "can't follow the rules or the truth." That's coming from the flack for the president who was impeached for lying. It's coming from a man who posted a made-up conversation between Republican senators back in January. Irony, of course, is dead. The pallbearer is Joe Lockhart. But Lockhart is hardly alone. Strategists and operatives have received their marching orders. Bill Kristol, the fervent Democratic partisan, today tweeted that Joe Biden shouldn't debate. The public shouldn't know any more than it already does. Too much information could be bad for our plans to take power. Shut it down. It tells you everything. Follow Jeff Poor on Twitter at Jeff_Poor.